Our first guest this hour, though, is an artist who has found sounds hidden in Saturn's rings. You're hearing the result of that. It's an album called Cassini's Dreams, and we are pleased to be joined this afternoon by artist China Blue. China, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, Rich. Great to talk to you.
The music from Cassini's Dreams, the whole project, it's just, I can only describe it as haunting. It is so powerful.
Oh, thank you so much. It was a really, really exciting project to make.
So can you explain how this laser-to-audio system works for the layman out there?
Well, the laser-to-audio system is one that I created. It's one that converts, actually, the sounds that are hidden inside the rings of Saturn into audio. So it's the laser picks up the textures of the rings and makes it into sound.
And your collaborators, can you talk about who they were on this project?
Sure, I'd love to. My collaborator for that particular part was Seth Horowitz, who is a neuroscientist and a space scientist from Brown University. And he and I worked together to first discover the sounds hidden in Saturn's rings from data that we downloaded by the spacecraft Cassini. So during its 20 years that it was orbiting Saturn and doing its research, we were able to get that information from NASA and then come up with these beautiful, beautiful sounds. But, of course, they weren't beautiful in the beginning. They were kind of coarse and kind of irritating. And I just thought, you know, they have to be more musical for our human ears that are accustomed to listening to music. So I turned to my dear friend Lance Massey, who is the founder of, and the creator, actually, of the T-Mobile ringtones. And he and I and Seth worked together to compose the sounds that are heard on Cassini's Dreams, the album.
And you've done this kind of work for quite a while. You also uncovered the acoustics in the iron of the Eiffel Tower. How did that work?
Oh, yeah, that was really fun, too. I was, again, working with Seth Horowitz, and, you know, I was just walking down the streets of Paris, which every once in a while I would do, lucky me, and I looked over the Eiffel Tower, and I just had this whim, and I said, gee, I wonder what it sounds like. Well, you know, going from whim to reality is usually never happens. And this time I just thought, well, I wonder what it would take to make this happen. And so I just thought, you know, I took it as an exercise, a personal exercise. Let's see if we can make this happen. And I contacted the people that run the Eiffel Tower, and I said, what do you think? And they said, sure, we'll help. We'll let you record the Eiffel Tower. So Seth and I and a team of seven people merged onto the Eiffel Tower with all of our recording equipment and investigated everywhere, you know, where could we find hidden sounds? It's not like we were intentionally looking for them, but we just sort of put our microphones everywhere we could think of. And lo and behold, we found that she has a voice.
And you've also done this, too, in finding the sounds of the impact of meteorites.
Yeah. And that leads to Seth Horowitz. Again, he was working with a NASA scientist, and I was kind of tagging along on one of their projects at the Ames Research Laboratory. And they research meteorite impacts. And at this facility, I looked at their project, and I looked at how they were doing it, and they have this 3.5 meter long, which is like 6 or 7 foot long gun barrel that shoots in this massive container. And it shoots anywhere, particles anywhere between Mach 10 and Mach 15. So it's fast. And I looked at it and I said, gee, I wonder what it sounds like. And the head PI guy said, in the 50 years that this has been in existence, no one has ever thought about its sound.
We're talking
so there
with,
you go.
It's a wonderful story. We're talking with Chynna Blue here on Dance. So what inspired you to bring together art, science, and technology?
You know, I've often wondered about that myself. And I just, what I come down to is, I guess it's in my nature to mix up different things, different cultures, different materials, different methods of working, different ideas. And it's become, I guess, my strength because, you know, I'm working with technology that I really had to learn on the fly. And I'm working with scientific ideas that I really was not ever introduced to in college. And somehow or another, with this great help of my team, I come up with these results like what you hear on your station just today, just a few minutes ago. And it's really kind of, it's always exciting and inspiring me for me to continue on this path.
Do you think of yourself primarily as a visual artist?
Well, I'm educated and I'm trained as a visual artist. And there is a little tiny subset of visual art that focuses on sound that's starting to have an uptick. But yeah, I think of myself as a visual artist, even though I deal with something that is absolutely not visual at all.
Do you have any more upcoming projects where you'll be working with NASA?
Oh, that's always a mysterious direction to take. You never know if they will accept or reject your ideas, but I'm hoping very soon that there might be something around the corner. It's, you know, with NASA, everything is all hush-hush and secret. So I can't possibly disclose it at the moment. But there's the hint that something might happen.
What do you think Galileo would think of Cassini's dreams?
Well, I think he would like it. I think he would like it a lot. As I'm trying to reach back into my history of acoustics, and I believe that Galileo was the one that discovered the sounds hidden in the Spanish Steps in Rome. And this was research that he had done, and he discovered how the sound reflects off of the surfaces, and if you stand at a certain point, you can hear the reflections of sounds that are below the steps. So he was thinking about sound. So I think, you know, he would like this.
Well, that's wonderful.
I can vouch for him.
I think you can, absolutely. The album is called Cassini's Dreams. You can get more information and learn more about Chynna's work at chynnablueart.com. It really is a fascinating project, and it's been great to talk with you this afternoon. Thank you so much for making some time for us.
Thank you so much, Rich.